another. With the name of love above all other. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan.
You are recovering from last weekend.
I'm recovering. My voice is a little bit raspy today, so I apologize for that. But yes, last weekend was... I left there really inspired. I really did.
It was an inspiring weekend, no question
about that. It was just a real celebration.
We'll hear a little bit of that later on in the show today. And what else?
Let's see. We'll hear from Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins about his talk in the Rediscover Faith 2013 Speaker Series. He has four talks coming up this week.
And we'll check in with attendees at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration about what inspired them at this first annual event.
Plus, the newly restored pipe organs at the Cathedral of St. Paul will make their debut in an inaugural concert with an internationally acclaimed musician at the keys and pedals, and we'll have a preview.
And the Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor, solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. We'll start the show today like we usually do with Joe Tawalski, editor of the Catholic Spirit. Joe, you're in between issues, but there's plenty to keep you out of trouble anyway.
Well, there sure is. And as you mentioned, what a faith-filled and inspirational day we had last Saturday.
Huh? Amen. Amen.
The speakers and the mass and to the music. And I think seeing all those booths of Catholic groups and organizations, I was doing some walking around while I was there, and I just heard a number of people talking about what a great event it was and how proud it made them feel to be Catholic. And
that's true.
Event. Yeah.
A lot of pride.
And there's just so much, I think, that stands out when I think back to that day. And if anyone missed it because they weren't sure if it would live up to the billing or they just registered to get tickets this year, I'd say make sure you register early for next year's celebration and go, because it's just was an incredible experience. I was really impressed by a lot there, including the two keynote speakers, Matthew Kelly and Father Robert Barron. And, there was that part in Matthew's talk when he spoke about listening to the gospel readings on Sunday and wondering, if I just lived out this one gospel message in my life 100%, how much would my life change? Not the whole Bible. Not
just one, Bible, right.
Just this one reading. And his answer, of course, was radically. And, he's right. If we do that, our lives would change dramatically. And, when I thought about it, I left there that night, I thought, boy, the lives of our family members and our friends and the people we come in contact with every day, they would change for the good in some way, too, if we started living that way. And how powerful would that be, And for the Barron's talk, where he gave recommendations for the new evangelization, I thought all the points he made were just so good and relevant. Lead with beauty as a first step in bringing people to goodness and truth, and don't dumb down the message.
Right.
Preach with ardor and tell the great story of salvation history. And, he's such a great speaker. And one of the points he made that got applause, and this is one of those things that stuck in my mind from last weekend, was when he spoke about the importance of teaching the Bible to kids. And not worrying so much if they're going to understand the complexity of some of the storylines you find, particularly in the Old Testament. Let's listen to a little bit of his talk about that.
When I talk about the Bible, the Old Testament, and telling the story in all of its riches and detail, people say, oh, come on, Father, the kids today, the Bible, the Old Testament, they can't handle all that, all these weird names and arcane stories. Let me tell you something. About a year ago, the 9-year-old daughter of a great gal who works at Word on Fire, my media minister, came to the office. And her mother said, hey, Megan, tell Father about Star Wars. Well, she's a big Star Wars fan. Now, I like Star Wars. I know the first three, the old classic Star Wars with Harrison Ford. The new ones, I know a little bit. This kid, though, she knew all six Star Wars. Beginning to end. I know about Han Solo and Obi-Wan Kenobi. She's going on about Bobo Foo and Hobby Dobby and the whole thing. I mean, every detail of Star Wars. You know what occurred to me? Oh, Father, the kids today, they can't handle the Bible. It's too complicated. And these funny names and weird stories. Come on, they can handle Star Wars, they can handle the Bible. 9 years old. Yes, good. You know, teachers again, I'm sure there are a lot of teachers here. Teach the Bible.
It's amazing stuff.
What a great way to make the point, huh?
Yep.
I just say, too, the prayer opportunities are wonderful at the celebration mass with Bishop Neinstedt and the consecration of the Archdiocese to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary were very powerful. And, of course, we heard from Bishop-elect Cousins,
yeah.
who we'll hear from a little bit later here today, too, who spoke about what it means to consecrate something in his own devotion to Mary's heart, which he's exemplifying by the choice of his Episcopal motto, which he revealed that day, which is, "Lend us your heart." So, there's just so much good stuff about it, the celebration, and folks can read more about it and see some great photos from throughout the day on our website and a lot more in next week's issue of the Catholic Spirit.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. What else is coming up in the Catholic Spirit?
Well, and speaking of Bishop-elect Cousins, of course, we spoke to him last week on the show, just after the announcement of his new appointment, and he'll be on the show, like I said, in just a bit here again, but we have more about him on our website, too. After we posted the initial story about his appointment, he came back to our offices in the afternoon, and we had a nice sit-down interview on a wide variety of topics, from how his family was instrumental in his vocation to his experiences at the St. Paul Seminary, and how that will help him as a bishop, and his fluency in Spanish, which is going to be a boon for the Archdiocese ministry to the Latino community, and of course his experiences with NET Ministries and St. Paul's outreach. And, I still find myself going back to a comment he made in that initial interview when he talked about Jesus' healing ministry and Pope Francis's image of the church as a field hospital. That mm-hmm. was the term. And, Bishop Cousins acknowledged that, we live in a world that has a lot of people who are hurting for a lot of reasons. And he said he wants his ministry as a bishop to be part of the healing that flows from the heart of Jesus. That really resonated with me and I think a lot of other people who read the story. So we'll have more about him in next week's issue, more photos, more stories, including an interview with his parents.
I was just going to ask about that. That must have been interesting.
It was very interesting, and Dave Fabacek on our staff did the interview, and he got some really good anecdotes and stories.
Oh, good.
People don't want to miss.
Well, we're just about up to World Mission Sunday.
Yeah, and it's this coming Sunday, and, that's the day set aside each year to remember and support our missionaries around the world who are, doing such great work to help people's spiritual and material needs. We have an 8-page special section in the current issue of the Catholic Spirit, so the one that came out last week, around this year's theme, which is Do Good on Earth. And so it features stories ranging from a nun who's saving children from human trafficking in India to a deacon in Fairbanks, Alaska, who travels around the lower 48 to raise funds for what's considered the last mission diocese of the U.S. There are only 18 priests who serve the Fairbanks diocese, and that goes from the city of Fairbanks all the way to the North Pole.
Oh, my.
And there's a parish there. Can you guess the name of the parish at the North Pole?
St. Nicholas?
Absolutely. I thought he was joking. I actually looked it up. There's St. Nicholas at the North Pole. So.
Fitting.
Well, and the new bishop of St. Cloud, who came to us from the Diocese of Fairbanks, is an old friend of mine, Bishop Don Kettler.
Yeah.
So it's all in the family here.
That's right. It'll be a good fit for St. Cloud. And so you can read more great stories about what's happening regarding missionary work around the world in the current issue of the Catholic Spirit.
Excellent. That's the October 10th issue, which is out now.
Yeah.
And finally, Amanda Vernon is coming.
Yeah, a quick mention of her. She's coming to the Twin Cities area to promote her latest CD titled Interior Gaze. Which is a kind of a pop and soul album, I guess you might call it, inspired by Blessed John Paul II's Theology of the Body. And I think she was mentioned in last week's calendar of events, and she'll be performing October 20th at St. Charles Borromeo in St. Anthony. You can go to our website for more details, but you know, she's performed at a couple of World Youth Days in Madrid and Sydney, and she just won an international competition with one of her songs. And I think maybe we have one of her songs we can play here a little bit.
Well, my guy is a mighty good guy, and he works in mysterious ways. He can send your wayward life and turn it around right here, right now, some holiday. All you have to do is put your trust in him, then watch in amazement as your wonderful life begins. So if you're ready to let him take your mind, if you want to spend some time on this Holy Spirit ride, say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
If you believe I do, say amen.
I like Amanda.
Amen. I like her, too.
A lot of energy there.
Yes. Great stuff. Now, she's coming when?
She's coming October 20th at St. Charles Borromeo in St. Anthony.
So that's Sunday, right? Sunday, October 20th, yes.
We'll look forward to that. The Catholic Spirit, the October 10th issue is out. Next issue will be October 24th, right?
That's right. That's right. And we'll have a Rediscover feature focusing on freedom and overcoming addictions, and a story about a ministry out there for young adults called Vespers at Lord's, where they participate in some prayer and an educational opportunity at Our Lady of Lord's in Minneapolis, and we'll have a story about what one parish is doing to feed the hungry in its community.
Joe, it's always good to visit with you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour. And you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll hear about a major renovation of the pipe organs at the Cathedral of St. Paul and find out how you can hear their powerful sounds in an upcoming concert featuring a world-renowned musician.
And then we'll talk with Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins about his upcoming talk in the Rediscover Faith Speakers Series. We'll be right back.
Rediscover.
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at StinsonElectricInc.com.
Relevant Radio is your virtual parish.
Marion, I'm curious. Our board operator tells me you're from Canada. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. I'm originally from Scotland, and I've lived in Canada for a number of years.
How did you run across Relevant Radio?
Actually, I just started listening to it yesterday. I was meant to listen to it. Obviously, God was guiding me to listen to the radio yesterday. So now I've found you, I will listen to you.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Listener supported.
Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. We just heard a little of the magnificent new Cathedral of St. Paul pipe organs coming back from break. You may not know that the cathedral has one of the largest seating capacities of any cathedral in the United States.
But until now, it did not have the pipe organs designed for that vast space. Well, Lawrence Lawyer, acting director of sacred music at the cathedral, joins us today to talk about the renovation of the cathedral pipe organs and how you can hear them in their inaugural concert. Hello, good. Mr. Lawyer.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Paul.
How are you?
Very well. How are you today?
We're good.
Great.
Tell us first about why the pipe organs were restored now.
Well, over time, they had begun to have some mechanical issues. We have two pipe organs. The 1927 Ernest Skinner pipe organ is installed in a chamber above the doors to the sacristy, and it's behind the high altar. And so over time, the mechanics of the console, which controls all the pipes, needed some updating. And we're very proud that we have a true restoration of this Skinner organ. There are very few extant organs of him left, and he was a Boston builder, one of the best of the 20th century. So that has been restored. And then our gallery pipe organ was installed in 1963 by Aeolian Skinner, and it had never been finished. If you recall, for those who were in the cathedral, it sort of looked like a mishmash of pipes sticking up into the sky with no casework to support it. And traditionally, organs had cases which helped project the sound.
Okay.
And so Duncan Stroik is professor of architecture at Notre Dame University, and he is a scholar of Emmanuel Louis Masqueray.
Oh, yes.
Who was our architect. He also designed the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
Chapel at the University of St. Thomas, and many other churches. Archbishop Ireland met him at the St. Louis World's Fair and was entranced by his work, brought him to Minnesota. Masqueray moved to Minnesota. So we have sort of a French connection here, and as you may know, the architectural style of the cathedral is Beaux-Arts. And so Duncan Stroik took a blueprint that Masqueray had given us of a view of the gallery, and it was filled with pipe organ in the French style. Quite often, the French churches do not have stained glass in their rose window behind the pipe organ, so it doesn't detract from that if pipes are there. However, we have this beautiful rose window at our east end of the Resurrection, the Paschal Lamb is in the center, surrounded by the 12 apostles. And so we did not want to cover up that priceless window. And so what Duncan did, he studied many French organ cases. And our pipe organ was split on either side of the rose window, the 1963 case pipes were. And so what he did was designed a set of pipes that connect beneath and scoop beneath the rose window to connect both of the cases. And now our case work is truly designed by Masqueray, because Duncan Stroik took the pedal towers of Masqueray and duplicated them.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's really the
how long did this all take?
Well, it's been many years. I mean, it's been at least 10 years since this first got serious about planning this, and it's been taken many, many years, many meetings. And so the builder that did this for us is Michael Quimby, and he's in Warrensburg, Missouri. He was chosen because of his scholarship with Skinner, Aeolian Skinner voicing. You can have an organ pipe, but until a craftsman voices it for the room, it doesn't have that special character.
We've got a little bit more audio of the first sounding of that cathedral organ, so let's listen to that real quickly here. Mr. Lawyer, tell me a little bit about what we just heard.
You heard a fanfare to the incipit for the Mass 8 Gloria on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, or Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary on August 15th. And that utilized some of our new pipe work, we found that when the cathedral is full, standing room only, 3,000 people at Christmas and Easter, that the 1963 instrument couldn't really go around the piers into the side transepts to support the congregational singing. So we added a fourth keyboard and 1,000 pipes. It's called the Bombarde Division, and it does bombard you with beautiful sound, as you just heard.
Oh, yeah.
That was the harmonic trumpet. And then finally, sang the incipit was the pontifical trumpet, and that's the most commanding stop of the instrument. And it was modeled after the state trumpet at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City.
Beautiful. Well, what's it like to play the restored organ, and how does it inspire you?
Well, it's amazing to sit there at either end of the building, really, because we have two identical consoles. But to sit there and have before you the rose window, the resurrection window, and all the beautiful colors and sounds. I often say that for me, the pipe organ is the breath of God. The Holy Spirit is the wind and the air, and then it excites the air molecules when you play the organ. So you're surrounded by the Holy Spirit.
Now you have an inaugural concert coming up on October 24th with a world-renowned organist. Tell us a little bit about that.
Olivier Latry is the titulaire at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. And so because of our French architecture and that our instruments play French music so beautifully, he is going to come and play for us. And the inaugural event is our first civic event. This is for the community, and it is free. We bless the organs. His Excellency Archbishop Neinstedt blessed the organs at the end of September because they are used for Mass. They are blessed. And that was our parish event. This is now for the community. Part of our evangelization at the cathedral is to offer things for the general public to come and to experience the beauty of the cathedral, to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, and to celebrate the beauty that we find in our faith. And so Monsieur Latry is a virtuoso. He's also well known for his improvisation. And the last piece of the concert, it will last about an hour, the concert will. And the last piece, we will submit themes to him upon which he will improvise.
Oh, fascinating. Well, let's hear a little bit of Mr. Latry on the organ. That is Mr. Olivier Latry on pipe organ, not on the cathedral organ, but he will be playing the cathedral organ on October 24th, right?
Absolutely, and it will be glorious.
I can well imagine. So what do we need to do to find out some more about this magnificent concert coming up?
On our Cathedral of St. Paul website, there is information about the pipe organs and information about the concert time. As we said, it's at 7:30, and it is free. We will take a free will offering, of course, to help begin our endowment to maintain the instruments in the coming years, but there is no obligation.
Lawrence Lawyer, Director of Sacred Music at the Cathedral of St. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Paul and Corey.
The great cathedral pipe organ will sound off in grand style for the inaugural organ concert set for 7:30 p.m. Thursday, October 24th. That's this upcoming Thursday at the Cathedral of St. Paul, 239 Selby Avenue in St. Paul.
Internationally acclaimed organist Olivier Latry of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, Paris, will be the featured musician playing both the historic E.M. Skinner and the Aeolian Skinner pipe organs for the one-hour program. This celebratory concert will be offered free to the community. Goodwill donations will be gratefully accepted to help establish an endowment for the maintenance of these grand instruments. You can find out more on the Cathedral Heritage Foundation website, and we've put a link to their website on ours.
And if there's a topic you'd like to hear more about on the Rediscover Hour, let us know. Click on Show Ideas on the lower right side of our show page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Radio in the top navigation bar, or email us directly at the Rediscover Hour at archspm.org. That's the Rediscover Hour at archspm.org.
And straight ahead on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins about a talk he is giving the next week in the Rediscover Faith Speaker Series. We'll explore how the sacraments put us in real contact with the living Lord, who gives us the strength and power to overcome the challenges of life. You won't want to miss this discussion.
And a little later in the show, we'll hear from attendees at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration about this amazing event. We'll be right back.
Rediscover.
Chanhassen Dinner Theater celebrates its 45th anniversary and brings its most highly requested musical back to the main stage for the first time in 20 years, Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof, with its brilliant musical score.
If I were a rich man.
An unforgettable story of hope and family, unshakable faith, and simple joys.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly
a 45th anniversary spectacular, Fiddler on the Roof. Relive the tradition. Fiddler on the Roof at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Call for tickets today or go online to chanhassendt.com and relive the tradition.
And I can see for miles. And the things I was stuck on, things I thought would never
welcome
change,
back to the Rediscover Hour. We all want the good. We all want to be successful. We all want healthy families and good relationships. We all want to be happy. But all of these things are difficult to attain.
That's right. And when things don't turn out the way we had hoped and even prayed, we cannot rely on the things of this world to pull us through. This is the topic of the third in the four-part 2013 Rediscover Faith Speaker Series. It's called Rediscover Strength, Overcoming Life's Challenges Through God's Grace.
And Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins will present this talk at 4 locations over 4 nights beginning Monday, October 21st. In today's Answering the Call, he gives us a preview. Thank you for joining us, Bishop-elect Cousins.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to the day when I can just call you Bishop Cousins instead.
The countdown has begun. It's not far. December 9th, right?
Yep, December 9th at the cathedral. Everybody's invited, by the way, 2 o'clock.
Look forward to it. Well, we all want to be happy, like I was saying, but we often, it's like St. Paul. We often do things that we know aren't good and won't lead to real happiness. How do we find the strength to do the right thing?
Yeah, this is actually one of the central themes of every human life. You know, it's often expressed even in popular literature. Mick Jagger's I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Oh, yes.
Or Bruce Springsteen's Everybody Has a Hungry Heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's this sense that, as St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. And we all spend a lot of time looking for the things that will make us happy, when the truth is, there's only one thing that will satisfy our restless heart, our hungry heart, and that's the Lord. And so the Lord himself has given us the things that will allow us to be satisfied. And also, so certainly the first 2 Rediscover talks talked a lot about that very
theme. Right.
But my talk will really focus not just on the fact that the Lord is the one who can satisfy us, but on this struggle. Once I have acknowledged that and I want to follow the Lord, I still find it's a struggle, it's a difficulty, and I need a source of strength to help me to do that.
Well, and what's
so true? There's wanting to do it is one thing, and actually going out and doing it is another.
Yeah, and I think that this is where many Catholics don't actually know the great gift that is available to them through the sacraments. Many Catholics go to Mass. You know, they go every week, but because they don't fully understand what's happening, they don't fully receive the strength that Jesus intended to give them through the sacraments, and so therefore they don't receive the strength that's going to help them to find what they're looking for.
Well, so you're saying the Mass plays a central role in finding the strength, and I'm guessing there's probably a lot we could all do to prepare better for Mass each week or each day. Can you suggest some things?
Yes. So, what I'm suggesting is the Mass is the central source of strength for all Christians, and it has been ever since Jesus gave us the Mass at the Last Supper. And that, actually, if you look at the tradition and you look at the Christians who've lived before us, that they lived and died for the Eucharist. You know, they found this to be the source of strength. And one of the reasons was that they understood that this was the place they were closest to Jesus. Vatican II said that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our lives. And one of my priest friends likes to joke, you know, a summit is the top of the mountain. Well, it implies there's a whole mountain there below.
Yeah.
And so if the Mass is the only time I think about Jesus all week, well, then I'm going to have a lot of difficulty getting what I'm supposed to get from it. But if I have a relationship with Jesus where I'm trying to spend some time with him every day in prayer, where I'm learning about him, where I'm reading his word, then when I come to Mass, I'm going to be much more disposed to receive the strength that Jesus wants to give me.
Well, would you say that bottom of the mountain then is the rest of the world that we live in from day to day?
Exactly, and it's allowing myself in my day-to-day life to have points of contact with my faith, whether that's, you know, listening to Relevant Radio while I'm driving, or whether it's also...
That helps.
Yeah, that can help. And also, just reading the Scriptures, right? What if, for example, every Catholic, before they came to Mass on Sunday, had read and meditated on the Scriptures that we were going to proclaim on Sunday? Well, I'm sure they'd get a lot more out of that.
Just put a little thought into it, you know?
Yep.
Beforehand.
Exactly. And what if they were just looking for, you know, one thing each day that the Lord wanted to say to them, to help them, and they were reading Scriptures every day, and even going to Mass with that idea, okay, what's the one thing the Lord wants to say to me through this Mass that's going to help me, you know?
And how do you think our worldview sort of keeps us from understanding the Mass?
Yeah, this is a very important point, which I talk a lot about in the Rediscover talk I'm going to give next week. The point is that most of us have a view of the world that's not necessarily the way God created the world. Our view of the world tends to be influenced by what we might call a culture of scientism.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we sort of say, well, if I can see it, or if I can touch it, or if I can understand it, prove it in a syllogism, then it must be true.
That's almost a heresy, isn't it?
Well, of course it is, because there's plenty of things that we can't
touch
that are true. I mean, we say in the Creed, I believe in God created everything visible and invisible, which means there's a whole invisible world that God created that we can't see or touch, but is real, and we can know it's real because he reveals it. The example I use in the talk is, of course, nobody really lives this way. They say, well, I only believe what I can see, or I only believe what I can prove, but nobody lives that way. You know, I can't prove to you when I come to a stop sign that the guy coming the other way is going to stop.
That's true.
It's called faith.
I take it on faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of good reasons to think, because most people stop at stop signs, you know. But I can't, it's not a fail-safe proof. Or as I joke about in the talk, I can't prove to you that my mother loves me. But I'm absolutely convinced of it because of the way that she cares for me. But no one of those things proves it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to begin to see our faith that way and to see that, in fact, no one thing proves God is with me in this moment, but in a certain way, everything proves it. The fact that the sun came up this morning, the fact that the leaves are changing this time of year, the fact that people love and people write poetry and people build churches, and the fact that forgiveness can happen, all these things prove, they're a chorus that proclaims to us that God is everywhere. And when I begin to see the world that way, as the scriptures say, the heavens are telling the glory of God, when I see the sunrise and I think, that's the Lord proving to me his existence, then I can come to Mass and I can see differently and I can hear those words, this is my body given up for you, this is my blood poured out for you, and I can know and begin to see I'm having real contact with Jesus who pours out his life on the cross for me.
Okay, now we've come to understand that the Mass is the most powerful prayer that can be offered in this lifetime. How can we enter more deeply into that prayer?
What we have to understand is that the Mass is Jesus' prayer. It's the prayer that Jesus offered on the cross.
Makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's not just my prayer. My prayers, you know, I mean, they might be nice, but they don't really, I can't earn God's love. But if I can unite my prayer to Jesus' prayer and make it one with his, then it becomes, in a certain way, worthy of God. But not only that, what happens at the Mass is really three times become present in one. And this is, again, a Christian sacramental worldview. The cross, the time I'm here present, and then heaven itself. All these times become present right here. And it's like for those moments, I go outside of time, and these central mysteries of our salvation, the whole Paschal mystery, right? The Passover, the Last Supper, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, all that becomes present here.
Absolutely mind-boggling.
It is, but as I begin to see sacramentally, and as I begin to understand what the symbols of the Mass are saying, then that becomes a reality to me that I experience on the experiential level, and that gives me strength.
And tell us more about the power of the sacraments. I mean, receiving strength from those things. You spoke a little bit about the Eucharist, but they're very powerful.
Yeah, the difference between the sacraments and every other form of prayer is that the sacraments put me in real, tangible contact with God in an objective way, not just in a subjective way. That I need that subjective connection from my personal prayer, but I also need the objective connection. So, for example, when I go to confession, I hear objectively your sins are forgiven, and I know by faith it's true because I've encountered Christ in this sacrament, and because Christ promised to speak through his church. So it's not just based on my belief, but on the whole faith of the church. And so in that way, the sacraments have this power of connecting me with Christ in a way that nothing else can. This is why, you know, you look at all the saints, and I always say, you know, find me a saint who didn't go to daily Mass.
Yep.
You can't.
That's true.
You can't find a saint who didn't go to daily Mass. Why did they all go to daily Mass? Because they understood that this was their lifeblood, and that when they were able to receive Jesus' lifeblood, it strengthened them, you know?
Bishop-elect Andrew Cousins, I always enjoy visiting with you, and I hope that as you become the one of the two auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, we can continue to visit with you just as frequently.
Congrats again.
If you missed the first two talks in the 2013 Rediscover Faith Speakers Series, there is no reason you can't jump in and start with Talk 3. Here again are the details on Bishop-elect Cousins' talk. The title of the talk is Rediscover Strength, Overcoming Life's Challenges Through God's Grace. It's presented on the following evenings, all starting at 7 p.m., Monday, October 21, Holy Name of Jesus, Wayzata. Tuesday, October 22, Epiphany, Coon Rapids. Wednesday, October 23, James B. Wolfe Alumni Hall, Anderson Student Center, University of St. Thomas, St. Paul Campus. And Thursday, October 24th at Pax Christi, Eden Prairie. All talks are free. Start at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes. That includes hospitality time. No registration required.
And I'm actually going to be emceeing three of those talks, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So come say hello to me. And a quick reminder that you can listen to our archived shows of the Rediscover Hours. Maybe you want to go back and listen to Father Cousin's interview again, or hear our teen parenting guest from last week, or listen to Father Barron's interview on the show back in August. And there are two ways you find these archived Rediscover Hour shows. You can find them on Relevant Radio's website, that's relevantradio.com, search keyword Rediscover, or you can find them on the Rediscover Hour show page on rediscover-faith.org. Just go to the navigation bar at the rediscover-faith.org and click on the word radio to get to the Rediscover Hour page. And we've posted audio from the past shows, plus included links to topics we've discussed on the air. We also have a look at what's coming up next week on the show, and there's a spot for you to send us your comments and suggestions. We do always want to hear from you guys, what you have to say about the show and the Rediscover Hour. And if you'd like to hear a particular guest or learn more about a topic, just send us an email. Click on Show Ideas on the bottom right-hand side of our show page.
Well, coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll hear from people who attended last week's amazing 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration.
And find out about Catholic events happening around town in the coming month, including information about the local premiere of the new critically acclaimed movie, Mary of Nazareth. We'll be right back.
Rediscover.
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambeau of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at StinsonElectricInc.com.
Pray, study, grow in faith. This is the Year of Faith.
To get close to God is to have a harder life, a holier life, a happier life, but a harder one. Just because, well, I go to church and now things are better. They are better, but they're harder. And here comes the cross. That's the one assurance Christ gave us. At least he's honest. He says, you know, that those who are going to follow me, that the servant isn't greater than the master. They did these things to me, they'll do them to you.
This is Relevant Radio.
Thousand people on fire for the Catholic faith converged on the St. Paul River Center last weekend for the all-day events featuring speakers, musicians, exhibitors. Attendees were inspired by top Catholic speakers, including Matthew Kelly, Father Robert Barron, George Weigel, Bishop Daniel Flores, Jason Everett, and many others.
Thousands of others across the country heard coverage right here on Relevant Radio, and we caught up with attendees at the 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration last weekend and asked them, how does the celebration make you feel about being Catholic? And here's how they responded.
It makes me feel very proud about being Catholic. You know, we've been going through a very difficult time the last few weeks within our archdiocese, and this is something we need to get back to really the good news of why we are Catholic. You know, it's all about Jesus and having Jesus being the center of where we are in our life and keeping that in mind.
I love being a Catholic. I'm very proud of being Catholic. I always have been, even through tough times, because that's the way the world is. There are tough times to go through, but you just have to forge forward.
Proud. I'm happy to be Catholic. Every day I thank God I'm Catholic. Because we have the treasury of everything. Everything that people need in this life to get to heaven, Catholic Church has it.
I feel good. I feel like we've got a bright future, and it's not something that's like
in decline, you know, it's something that is still very relevant today.
So mark your calendars now for the 2014 Rediscover Catholic Celebration, October 3rd and 4th at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Yes, attendees will have more space this year and more time, and we'll be sure to share the details on speakers and other important information about the 2014 Rediscover Catholic Celebration as soon as we get that info.
And if you want to be sure to get updates on the 2014 Rediscover Catholic Celebration as quickly as possible, plus find out right away when video or other content from last Saturday's celebration event is posted online, sign up for updates online. We posted a link on our show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org, click on radio in the top navigation bar. Now I think I can give you a little taste of last Saturday's celebration.
All for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. Every faithful heart, fallen brother.
Let's pray for our brother as he comes to present today, and let's pray that he brings the best version of himself today. Give a real warm welcome for our good friend, Matthew Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. Very generous. Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you all today? We'll see.
Just a little montage of some of the sounds of last Saturday's 2013 Rediscover Catholic Celebration at the St. Paul River Center. What did you bring home, Corey?
My favorite was Get to Know the Shepherd, and that was from Matthew Kelly's talk, and he talked about not just, you know, introducing yourself, but really getting to know him, and I think the way you do that is through prayer. So for me, I'm going to focus on that.
I enjoy that immensely, but I have a great fondness for George Weigel.
As oh, yeah.
You know, I've been reading his most recent book, Evangelical Catholicism, and I liked what he said. Find out the date of your baptism.
Right. I don't know.
And then go ahead and celebrate it. Well, coming up.
Let's see. October is Respect Life Month. And during this special month, local parishes are focusing efforts and hosting events dedicated to advancing life.
And the Parish of St. Raphael in Crystal is hosting two free public events in the next week dedicated to this mission, including the Twin Cities premiere of the new movie, Mary of Nazareth. One of the organizers, Terry Kopp, joins us now with details. Hello, Terry. Good to talk to you again.
Hi. How are you today?
Very good. Tell us a little bit about why you're putting on this movie screening and pairing it with a talk on back-to-back nights.
Well, we're anxious to get the word out about how our vaccines are derived, actually, and so we're utilizing Respect Life Month to raise awareness. Our church calls us to understand the basis for some of the drugs and vaccines that we receive, and in recent years, many of our vaccines have started to be derived using cells from aborted fetal tissue, which is a shocker to a lot of people that have not been aware of this before. Our MMR2 vaccine, for example, and hepatitis A, chickenpox, the polio vaccine, these are all no longer derived from animal tissue as they once were. And so we've got a visionary coming to town, Dr. Teresa Deischer, a PhD from Stanford in molecular and cellular physiology. With honor, she graduated in distinction. She started something called Sound Choice Pharmaceuticals about 6 years ago in response to a call she had from God and encouragement from the church to raise awareness and try to bring back morally derived vaccines to the marketplace, which unfortunately have been, in many cases, taken off the market. So St. Raphael's Respect Life Group has stepped forward with the support of their pastor, Father Eisen, there, and has opened their doors next Thursday, the 24th of October, to an awareness evening. We're going to have wine and cheese reception and coffee and dessert. We expect about 150 people or so to attend at 7301 Bass Lake Road in Crystal, starting at 7:30 p.m. next Thursday, the 24th of October. And then you asked the question about how we coupled this with the Mary of Nazareth film, which is
right.
A very good question as well. And we wanted to do something on the other side of town, on the other side of the Archdiocese. So we worked out an arrangement with Mueller Family Theaters in White Bear Lake Township for a private and premier Twin Cities private screening of the Mary of Nazareth film. We're throwing the doors open free of charge to the first 450 people to come in. It's a large theater, and this movie, I had a chance to see it myself in August out in California. It's a long film. It runs about 2.5 hours long, but the acting and the cinematography is just remarkable, and it's getting rave reviews. And starting for the first year, the only way you'll be able to see this film is through these private screenings. So you can go to www.maryfilm.com. That's maryfilm.com to see the various locations. There's one coming up in Southdale and a couple down in Lakeville starting here in about a week. And we're offering one up there in White Bear Lake at Mueller Family Theaters at 6:50 p.m. And that's next Wednesday night, October 23rd at 6:50 p.m. And we're going to have Dr. Deischer there while she's in town from Seattle. She'll give a pep talk on her vital work with bringing back morally derived vaccines to the marketplace and shed some light on her work for about 10 minutes before the screening starts. And we expect a big turnout. If you come about a half hour early, there won't be any problem getting a ticket, probably. We'll have a second screening in November that we'll tell people about as well. That's also listed at maryfilm.com. So in case people miss this screening, they can go to another one in White Bear Lake.
Perfect. And we also have information on our website as well. And Terry, why do you think it's important for parishes to engage in public outreach on life issues like this?
Well, we have a great story to tell as a church, and we tell it well. You know, the Catholic Church is very highly respected on the life issues and the general culture as well. Certainly, we are bold in our proclamations, and Pope Francis calls us to go out and to not be settled in our parishes, but to worship there, certainly, and gather there, but then to go out onto the streets and to share the good news. And, when, for example, with vaccines, when people learn about the derivation, there's that yuck factor.
Right, absolutely.
All people of goodwill don't want that in their vaccines, and there's no good scientific reason why we need to derive our vaccines from such tissue. So Respect Life committees are finding this to be a new horizon and something fresh that they can also offer to the society as a whole. And Dr. Deischer helps us to do that, and St. Raphael's helps us as well.
Terry Kopp, I got to give you a plug, regional manager for EWTN. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Here are the details now on the movie screening and talk on Wednesday, October 23rd at the Parish of St. Raphael. They invite you to the pre-premier Twin Cities screening of the critically acclaimed movie Mary of Nazareth at the Mueller Family Theaters in White Bear Lake Township.
There's no RSVP needed, but it is limited to the first 450 persons. The film will be screened at 7:30 p.m. and is suitable for all but very young children and will benefit the visionary work of Dr. Teresa Deischer and her work to stop embryo-destroying research and instead encourage adult stem cell use in scientific research. Dr. Deischer will speak Thursday evening, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Raphael Catholic Church on Bass Lake Road in Crystal. Both events are free and open to the public. Complete information on Dr. Deischer, you can visit soundchoice.org, or you can also RSVP to the Thursday talk, and please email info@soundchoice.org.
Here are some other great Catholic events happening in our area. Rome at St. John the Baptist, New Brighton. Greg Pullis will deliver entertaining and informative presentation about Rome's most glorious churches Monday evening, 7:15 p.m. Greg's 12 trips to Rome, along with his writing, research, and photography, have resulted in well-made books and maps. Enjoy slides and Greg's expert narrative of Rome's history, holy places that never fail to inspire, educate, and entertain. This evening will revive and enhance your personal experiences that make Rome unique in all the world. If you haven't been, come appreciate the treasures. One free copy of Greg's The Guru's Own Map of Rome's Treasures for each person attending. Leave armed with the insider's list of restaurants, wines, piazzas, statues, paintings, mosaics, museums, and best of all, the most blessed places to prayerfully pilgrimage. 7:15, Monday, October 21st, no over reservations required. Go to sacredplacesitaly.com.
And coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour, we'll speak with Deacon Joseph Mihalik about his upcoming talk, which is the culmination of the Rediscover Faith 2013 speaker series.
Well, coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour, you will explore how prayer, service, and the sacraments lead to true happiness in this life and the next. You won't want to miss this discussion. Plus, throughout October?
Yeah, we've been marking Respect Life Month with local events and celebrations of the gift of life and those who protect it. We'll wrap up this month's coverage with a preview of a special event to celebrate the selfless gift of birth mothers.
Well, the Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted commercial electrical advisor, solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers in our area. Join us for the Rediscover Hour, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.